squirrels this year, and the squirrels have wiped out their nut stash. Now they're hoping families in that vicinity will help spend some quality time together this Thanksgiving weekend in their backyards, gathering up acorns and other nuts so the furry creatures have a nice holiday season as well. And survival. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The World Bank estimates that big corporations pay hundreds of billions of dollars in bribes each year to officials overseas. David Montero has been following the money trail for years. He's author of a book titled Kickback, Exposing the Global Corporate Bribery Network. One of the things I asked David was why this is allowed to continue and what is being done to combat some of the bribes and kickbacks that we see.
Well, one of the reasons that we even have a law outlawing commercial briberies, because after Watergate, Congress discovered that corporations were paying bribes around the world to foreign heads of state. So we tried to outlaw that. That was a major step forward in U.S. policy as far as how to handle a particular kind of corruption that our corporations were indulging in. In the 1990s, the CIA uncovered that many American companies were losing contracts, losing competitions to foreign competitors, losing, in fact, billions of dollars a year because those companies were paying bribes and U.S. companies, at least in theory, could not because of this new law. The CIA actually made it very much a priority to crack down on this, and that was one of the things that led to us seeing more of a crackdown against commercial bribery in the last 10 years. So it affects the American economy because obviously a lot of the companies that pay bribes around the world are foreign companies. They might be French, they might be British, they might be German. And when they pay bribes, American companies often lose out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. Well, climate change for years has been a concern that has been in the headlines, and that's even more so of late, because just this week, the world's leading climate scientists have warned there may be only a dozen years left for global warming to be kept in check. That's according to the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. It's a big concern. We have to think about how to implement clean power options. And to speak with us about that is Bruce Nagy. He is the author of The Clean Energy Age, A Guide to Beating Climate Change. Bruce, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So how do we do it? How do we beat climate change, and how do we do it quickly?
I'm glad you asked,
because there's a lot of concern and more time pressure than there was before.
Yes, we are running out of time, that's for certain, and I think that's why we should focus on solutions and priorities the most, and that's what I've been trying to do with this book. It contains about a dozen top 10 priority lists of climate actions. There's one for a homeowner, one for a business person, a government person, an urban planner, an investor, a kitchen table investor, a teacher. You know, there's even one for the media like you. And I guess the most important thing about it is that we need to focus on solutions and success stories, because if we keep spending a lot of time with doom and gloom, we can get confused and we don't know where to start, and we need a starting place. So a top 10 list is a good way to go.
So it sounds like we all have our parts to play. Let's take just your average person in their everyday life, and then we'll get into what the media can do, because I think that's an important thing. In our day-to-day lives, what can we do? And is that limited? I mean, really, like, to what degree is really concerted action the key here, as opposed to individual action?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, too, because a lot of my colleagues, God bless them, in the environmental movement have a lot of different solutions. And sometimes it gets confusing, it's hard to focus. So what I've done is taken a look at the International Energy Agency usage data on what is causing the most emissions, and there's three main areas: vehicles, buildings, and power plants. Buildings are the biggest. Okay. And those three areas, I guess, emit about 75% of the problem. So I think if we focus on those three areas, that's the best thing we can do. And so if I'm a homeowner, I need to seal up my building and put in some clean systems. If I'm a regular person who has a car, I need to buy an electric car, and lots of people are, so that's the good news. And if I'm a government person or a power person, I need to buy wind and solar. And again, investors are walking away from coal and gas.
Well, that's good. We're speaking with Bruce Nagy. He is the author of The Clean Energy Age, A Guide to Beating Climate Change. I think a lot of us in the media have this thing where we don't want to appear like we're coming down on one side or another, so we cover both sides like they're equally valid. So here are the people who believe in climate change, here are the people who don't believe in climate change, and now it's up to you. And I personally think that we've advanced far beyond that point, and we need to focus on this as an accepted problem and go for it. What do you think? What is your script? What are your action points for folks in the media?
Well, you know, I'm in the media. I've written 150 articles on clean energy age, and I know what you learn in journalism school about being balanced. Yeah. But you also learn that you're supposed to exercise judgment. And after a while on a particular, what used to be a controversial question, it's not controversial anymore. No one would think that you have to show, you know, a pedophile's side of his, you know, whatever position he had, right? So I think that that 97 or 98% of the publishable or published scientists in the world have consensus on this problem, and they are, and so it's got more consensus than smoking causing cancer. It's got more consensus than the world being round.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so I think we have to act.
We definitely have to act. What can people in the media, I mean, those are excellent words of advice. How can people such as myself, such as you, in the media, what specific steps can we take to improve the situation in terms of disseminating accurate information and helping other people with their action steps?
Well, you know, I think there are a million stories that are untold that are exciting. And I mean, I know that if it bleeds, it leads, but also some good news stories such as new business opportunities that are just all kinds of new business opportunities are out there. People, individuals who have made great sacrifices for this cause, they make great human stories. I think the other thing that you can do is like all the how-tos. There's a million how-tos. How do I assess whether this is a good electric car? How do I decide if it's going to, how much it's going to save me? How do I fix my house? What should I do first? How do I, you know, how do I make some progress with my local government and convince them that they should, you know, do a program that funds something? How can I, if I am a government person, how can I create a program that doesn't cost taxpayers a fortune but does help?
Right. So come at it from multiple different angles, because there are a lot of different angles and impacts that climate change is having and going to continue to have in the future. We're speaking with Bruce Nagy. He is the author of The Clean Energy Age. Something I want to talk about, too, is the sort of meta nature of this problem. It's a long-term problem that I think doesn't fit in particularly well with the individual scope of the human time frame or the human range of experience. And that's one of the issues that we keep coming back to. Someone can, you know, be around on a cold day and say, oh, there's no climate change here. Someone can be around and say, well, I don't see it getting hotter because they just don't experience a decade or two decades worth of temperature change, and they can't process that. And you're talking about something that you have some governments that are very much in support of making the changes necessary to take the action that we have to have in order to stop this from taking place or reduce the impact of what is happening. And then we have other governments over the course of time that don't want to do that. So it seems like we have to launch an effort that transcends government, because I don't think everybody is going to be on board, or the mass majority of people are going to be engaged in this until it impacts them directly. And by the time they realize that it is impacting them directly, it may be too late. So how do we get around that problem? How do we get around governments that are not on board? Because it seems like that's just a symptom of who we are as human beings.
Well, I think it does come down to individual action and acceptance of responsibility. I mean, it's hard to, you shouldn't be strapping yourself to a pipeline if you've got an SUV in your driveway and a gas furnace in your basement, right? Until we start buying things that are cleaner, the market is, you know, the governments and corporations are, it's hard for them to act.
Yeah.
And so I think we have to say, okay, we are the government, we are the corporations, and we all should be environmentalists, and it's time for us to individually get out there and start setting the example. And the areas I've talked about focusing on, vehicles and homes, they're the biggest emitters, and they're also highly visible examples for your neighbors.
Right. So we not only have to act, we have to vote, and we have to buy, too.
Exactly.
And all of those are very important. We've been speaking with Bruce Nagy, his author. He is the author of The Clean Energy Age, A Guide to Beating Climate Change. Please buy it. Please act. And, Bruce, thank you so much for being with us on Now It's the News.
Well, thanks for having me. And can I just say, you can get a Christmas bonus if you order the book through the publisher site, which is Roman and Littlefield, and that's Rowman, and that's Roman.com. And if you go to my site, bfnagy.com, you'll find a special code on there, a promo code that gets you 30% off. So that's your Christmas present. You have to do it before December 25th.
Excellent. So Roman.com, Rowman, and BFNagy, BFNAGY.com. Go there, get the discount, take action, read the book. And again, thank you for being with us on Now It's the News.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. for life. The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. It is an era of fake news, but it's also an era in which we need to laugh. Hence, Dennis Miller. His latest special is Fake News, Real Jokes. It's going to be on Amazon. It is on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It's on Google Play. Many more. Dennis Miller, thank you so much for being on Now It's the News today.
I think Derek Blair has to be one of the best newscaster names I've heard, my friend.
It's interesting, and we'll talk about its origin story a little bit later. But, Dennis Miller, I used to play your comedy albums on the radio station at my West Coast liberal university in the 1990s. I don't think I could get away with that today if I were a college DJ. What has changed since then to make that happen?
25 years of kids going to schools, quite frankly, that are manned by more liberal teachers. It's just that simple. I've watched it with, you know, young people that I, you know, my sons and their friends and all that. Mm-hmm. It's just if you go to a school for 25 years and you've got a guy like, I don't know, I think Bill Ayers was a college professor, for God's sake. Bill Ayers.
Ward Churchill also.
In his mid-70s, he remains a ponytail in search of a man. Is there anything more deliciously, ironic than a revolutionary on a pension? You never saw Emiliano Zapata at a CVS counter arguing about a Lipitor copay. It kind of eats into the efficacy of the myth of the revolutionary. But I would say it's mostly the education system has yielded out a bunch of kids who are probably more emotionally aware, maybe emotionally over-aware, maybe emotionally hemophiliac. But they I don't think they know the facts as well as they used to.
Yeah, I think there's something to what you say. And while I feel I've derived certain benefits from my education, I think there may be a degree to which it's gone too far, especially given a university that has a banana slug for its mascot. Yeah, that's the one that I went to. So it gives you an indication of sort of the place where education is.
Listen, that's until one banana slug comes forward and tells them it's hurting his feelings. Then that's got to go away, too. I got a job at my local university as a safe space lifeguard. I'm expected to dive in when the kids are drowning in their own BS.
There have been a lot of comedians, Jerry Seinfeld among them, I'm sure yourself, who say they can no longer play on college campuses. What was that transition like for you? Why has it gotten worse in this particular day and age? Because it was certainly there in the 1990s, but it seems to have taken an additional step further with the advent of social media because everyone is responding constantly and everyone is hypersensitive.
Yeah. Social media has allowed us to all come together as one and realize there was probably no reason whatsoever for us to all come together as one. Never have lives less lived been more chronicled. You know, if Lewis and Clark had kept notes as assiduous as the Jenner girls do at brunch, we would have probably broken through to the Pacific Northwest a couple years earlier than we did. Yeah. I think that everybody's a star now. And in retrospect, Andy Warhol's prediction, and I always thought of Warhol as a bit of a trifle, but his prediction in the future that everyone would be famous for 15 minutes is, well, it seems pessimistic. You can be famous now for 15 seconds. You can have the entire Norman Main Star Is Born story in the course of one day. You can be famous for something in the morning. At lunchtime, you can find out you've stepped in it. You can be dead at dinner time, and you could rise from the ashes with a retweet apology late in the evening, which condensed the entire star process.
We're speaking with Dennis Miller. His new special is Fake News, Real Jokes. It's on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and many more. You mentioned my name at the top, so I'm going to pull back the curtain a little here on Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair on this radio show, but my actual first name, and I am not making this up, is Beowulf. I used to produce for another nationally syndicated talk radio host, and you were trying to arrange for him to be on your show. Your producer, Christian, brought up my name on the air, and I was honored to be riffed for about 2 minutes on the air, and I want to thank you personally for that.
I am Beowulf.
Exactly. Yeah. That is the clip that you used a couple of different times from Robert Zemeckis' film.
Let me raise a glass of mead to you, Derek Blair. And I would tell you, you're not the only newscaster. I found out that Wolf Blitzer's real name is Meerkat Prancer. So I guess it's going around.
Now It's the News with Meerkat Prancer, starting next week on all our affiliate stations. It was reported recently that you're planning to take a break from politics after this special. Is that true, Dennis Miller? And if it is, can we all come with you?
Well, I have a 10th special I'd like to do, and I think for 10, I'd like to just call it Just Laughs and try to write that way again. The fact is, once you do Weekend Update, you're lucky enough to have any sort of hook, and my hook became topical humor. I was lucky enough to be on O'Reilly's show for 6 years once a week, and that was the events of the week. But for the 10th one, just as a mental exercise, a Sudoku or whatever, Sudoku, whatever the hell that's called, I'm going to try to exercise my brain and just write strictly non-political jokes. So I might not be able to answer the call. I'm an old dog. I've been writing topical event jokes for years, but I'm going to give it a try just to see what that's like again.
I think we could all use that same safe space from the current environment, at least a breather.
If we just all took one day, you know, what do they call Wednesday? Hump day? you know, if we just took hump day and zipped our lip and shut our pie holes, I think the whole world would be a little better off. One day a week where we just look at each other and go like this and keep moving.
Oh, my gosh. I am fantasizing now. Dennis Miller, Fake News, Real Jokes. Go to Amazon, iTunes, Google Play. Dennis, thank you so much for being with us today on Now It's the News. All the best to you.
Thanks for your time, Beowulf.
You have a great day, man. Bye-bye.
No, his name is really Beowulf, so it's probably something that comes up a lot.
Well, he's about to dine out for free because I think the new Zemeckis film, there's a beautiful tagline I've asked Saves to isolate from the Beowulf commercial. Save, please play.
I am Beowulf!
That's the way he answers his phone.
That's his answering machine. I'm out right now.
Please hold message at the tone.
Give me that once more, Sam.
Beowulf.
He doesn't even say Beowulf right. He kind of cheats on the O. Give me it once more.
Beowulf.
It's like the guy, you know, my favorite always, where the guy's looking at the weather scope in the George Clooney film, and he looks up at the other guy and goes, it's the perfect storm. But that's been replaced now by, once again,
Beowulf!
You stumble on your own for a primordial name.
I am Ripper, Terror, Slasher, Gouger, I am the chief in the darkness, the talons in the night. Mine is strength and lust and power. I am Beowulf!
You're listening to Now It's the News.
I am Beowulf!
Information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS, or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
USA Radio News. Stocks are lower to end the holiday shortened trading week on Wall Street. A slide in oil prices and a decline in technology shares weighed heavily on the market. At the closing bell today, the Dow was down 178 points and closed the week at 24,286. The NASDAQ fell by 33 points and S&P 500 lost 17.
Folks were up at the crack of dawn to get deep discounts and doorbuster deals at many stores across the country. Brian was out shopping bright and early.
There was actually a lot more people this year than I thought.
possibly, you know, with the, how economy is looking, or people actually save money this year.
Two Utah teenagers are facing charges after stealing a small plane and taking it for a ride. The 14 and 15-year-old boys left a group home earlier this week, went to a private airstrip, and then stole the small airplane, driving it along one of the local highways until they were apprehended. You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. With us today, we have Eric Bogosian. He's the author of Operation Nemesis, the assassination plot that avenged the Armenian genocide. He also is a Pulitzer Prize finalist for his play, Talk Radio. Eric, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Derek.
For those whose high school history experience of the Armenian genocide got lost somewhere between Archduke Ferdinand and the stock market crash of 1929, give us a background on what took place about 100 years ago.
Well, almost exactly 100 years ago, or really during this time, 100 years ago, in 1915, as World War I raged all over Europe and in the Middle East, the Ottoman Empire, the leaders of the Ottoman Empire, made the decision to exterminate or remove all the Christians in the empire, particularly the Armenian Christians living in what we call Asia Minor, and it's what is basically Turkey today. Right. And they were very effective in doing it. They did it in different ways. They either arrested men in leadership positions of the Armenian community, arrested them, tortured them, killed them. They drafted young men into the army, disarmed them, and worked them to death in slave battalions, or simply deported the hapless villagers in thousands of villages all over the eastern part of what is now Turkey into the desert, where they had very little chance of survival. If they did make it to northern Syria, they were collected in concentration camps where hundreds of thousands died there as well. So in the end, about 1.5 million Armenians were killed during this time, and anybody who survived had left the Turkey altogether, and basically resulting in the removal of 2.5 million Armenians from the Ottoman Empire, and Greeks as well, and Syriac Christians. So it was all a program to Turkify the what was left of the Ottoman Empire, which then became the Turkish Republic, or the Republic of Turkey, after World War I.
Was this the same kind of deliberate, methodical, you know, ideological and political action that took place two decades later under Adolf Hitler in Germany? Was it essentially a precursor to that in all of those ways?
Well, let's look at it another way. And the answer is yes, but without the political party and the political will of the leadership, particularly Talat Pasha, Enver Pasha, and Jamal Pasha, and others to enact this genocide, it wouldn't have happened. There may have been massacres. I mean, there was an ongoing tension between the communities that had gone on for decades, but the decision to really follow a systematic approach, yes, it was organized out of Constantinople, and it was extremely effective. And so, in that way, it was very much like that. It was systematic and it was centrally organized. It was genocide. In fact, when the term genocide was coined in the 1940s after World War II, Raphael Lemkin, who coined the term, referred specifically to the Armenians as a prime example of genocide.
We're speaking with Eric Bogosian, author of Operation Nemesis. Your book focuses on a small handful of Armenian conspirators who, as an act of revenge, took matters into their own hands in Berlin in the 1920s. What did they do, and what ultimately happened to them?
Well, first of all, there were war crimes trials at the very end of the war. In 1919, trials were held in Constantinople, and many of the criminals who had prosecuted the Armenian genocide were found guilty and sentenced to death. But the main leaders, particularly Talat Enver, Said Halim Pasha, who was the Grand Vizier, and others, had already escaped Turkey by this point and were hiding out either in Berlin under aliases or in Rome or even in Moscow and in other places. So what happened in 1921 and 1922 is that a network of Armenian activists or revolutionaries, depending on how you look at them, operating out of the United States, organized a hunt for these guys, these former Turkish leaders, and they hunted them down in all over Europe and succeeded in assassinating six major Turkish leaders who were responsible for the genocide. This also includes a leader from Azerbaijan, where there had been other actions against Armenians there as well. But specifically, Talat and Cemal Pasha, who were two of the three of the triumvirate who led Turkey through the war, were assassinated, as was Said Halim Pasha, Dr. Shakir, and Cemal Azmi. These were all men who had organized and pushed for and overseen the genocide of the Armenians. So this is a really unusual situation where you have these Armenians, these beleaguered people, who come back and avenge the genocide. I mean, basically, they felt they were meting out the death sentence that had already been found in Constantinople a couple of years before. But these guys didn't have any real resources. I mean, they were barely funded. They weren't secret agents or super spies or anything. They were, in some cases, the guys operating out of the United States were, it was a CPA in Syracuse, an insurance salesman in Hartford, a newspaper editor in Boston. These men organized the activity, and then some veterans, basically, and other men who were familiar with weapons did the spying and the killing in Europe.
We've been speaking with Eric Bogosian, the author of Operation Nemesis, the assassination plot that avenged the Armenian genocide. One more question before we go. As the author and star of the movie and play Talk Radio, in which a talk radio host is taken out by one of his listeners, what kind of table do you suggest I hide under?
I think those days are past. However, we've now moved into other days that are almost worse, which is that anybody in the public eye is subject to all kinds of harassment through the internet the internet is just very powerful. And it's too bad because people have to be so careful. They can't, you know, it's just hard to voice your opinion about anything right now without an onslaught of all sorts of backlash to anything you might say. You could say almost anything. And it's too bad because that's how we learn and how we remain free, is by talking. We got to talk.
You're right. You're right. And I think
good luck.
thank you. I think you're right to say, though, that the operative psychology involved in that sort of back and forth tortured relationship is probably far more prevalent in this day and age on the internet than it is in talk radio. So interesting point.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Eric Boghossian. He is the author of Operation Nemesis, the assassination plot that avenged the Armenian genocide. Eric, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Derek.
Up next, we speak with stand-up comic and author Alexandra Petrie. You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
For more information on Now It's the News, go to nowitsthenews.com.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
If you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, this may be the most important 60 seconds for your retirement. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we transform typical portfolios that depend on speculative growth into portfolios that generate sustained retirement income for life. And right now, we're offering the latest book from our founder, David J. Scranton, Return on Principal. As an added bonus, our retirement income kit, full of valuable information, absolutely free. So if you're a baby boomer with 100,000 or more of investable assets, call 866-913-1234 right now for your free book and retirement income kit. Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. In retirement, it's all about generating enough income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is our middle name.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
We'll be right back.
And now, it's the news.
You're listening to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair. With us today, we have Alexandra Petri. She is a Washington Post columnist and author of A Field Guide to Awkward Silences. She kind of goes where no level of uncomfort has gone before. Alexandra, welcome to Now It's the News. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. So you kind of put yourself out there in a number of ways in this book. Ordinary people experience discomfort, awkwardness, uncertainty in social situations, just kind of on a natural basis. But you seek it out. What are some of the ways in which you've done that here?
Well, yeah, I think awkwardness is a big part of just being an ordinary human, but the desire to flee it has come to define a lot of our interactions these days, because you think, well, hey, like, our ancestors had to hunt mammoths before they physically did anything in their day,
right.
And now we, like, not only have, like, water brought to us by pipes and indoor toilets and all kinds of plumbing, but, like, maybe we can get away from, like, the awkwardness of, like, having to speak on the telephone or all of these things that used to just be routine elements of life. But then you miss out on so much. So I was like, I'm going to go and crank it up to 11 in all the ways possible. Like, I went to compete in an international whistling convention or audition for America's Got Talent. And every time something would just go horribly haywire, and it was always fun to sort of buckle in and see where it went.
It's fantastic, and it's amazing that you mentioned, like, the desire to flee from just ordinary encounters, even talking on the phone. I literally this morning, I had someone call me from a major media outlet. And when they reached me by phone, because ordinarily we will interact by email, this individual apologized for contacting me on the phone, because it is so de rigueur in this day and age to just talk by email or text that the relative intimacy of a telephone call is not acceptable, apparently, in some situations, even when you're dealing with someone whose job is in the communications industry. It really seems to have gone haywire.
No, it's completely different. I totally agree, because it's like nails on a chalkboard or some, like, hip modern reference. It's like a bad expo pen on a whiteboard or like a finger on one of those. Because they don't even have expo boards anymore. It's like one of those other boards with a projection on it, for, like, as a robot disappointing you. I don't know. What's an awkward sound? But
well, yeah, the little smudgy sound on the whiteboard, you know, like you don't get the nails on the chalkboard, but you get the smudgy sound. So it's not grating,
yes.
But it's awkward. You know, it just reaches that
like
level.
Like biting into tinfoil.
Oh yes, yeah, and especially the possibility that you might, like, get just a little scrap of that into your alimentary tract. We're talking with Alexandra Petri, who is the author of A Field Guide to Awkward Silences. Now, you are the daughter of a former member of Congress. How did this shape your attitude towards awkwardness? Because it seems to me that a politician would naturally try to avoid awkwardness, try to smooth everything over, try to be as politic as possible. And is this, in essence, a response to the previous generation, what you're attempting here?
No, I think it's the opposite of that. Because at least my experience growing up was it was nothing at all like House of Cards. Because in House of Cards, you see a lot of, like, smoothing things over and, like, here, let's take this man to the garage and let's kill him and all of that stuff. And, like, we killed zero people in garages. But in general, I think journalism and politics are two professions where you shouldn't go into them if you don't like meeting a whole range of people who have, like, very particular interests and want to just talk to somebody about the thing that, like, really makes them tick and gets them out of the bed in the morning and fires them across the sky. And so, like, just my experience of politics is that it was something that introduced you to all kinds of people. Like, after one parade, we did a lot of parades, and so you'd get to go and, like, hand out Packer schedules along the parade route, and that was always fun because you'd get a whole smattering of things, and you'd figure out, like, if you say, have a Packer schedule, people say, oh, no, I got one, or, like, no, I'm a Vikings fan. But if you said, have a thing, people don't know what a thing is, and they think, maybe I'd like a thing, I'll take a thing. But You never know. A thing could be money. It could be a hat. Like, it's an unclear noun. But the... No. So, like, getting to do that, but after one parade, this guy came up, and it was, like, fairly recently after 9/11, and he had this very detailed idea about how to set up a succession plan in case anything ever happened, and he had to tell it to him now. But this guy was still dressed as a clown because he'd been a clown in the parade. And so this man is literally dressed as a clown, and he's saying, and then, of course, the Speaker of the House will have to go to the bunker. And it was just amazing, and I thought, this is wonderful. I can see why you'd go into this. Because people, you know, they have that passion. So I actually, it was sort of an entree into what I decided I wanted to do.
You know, given the story that you just told and one particular aspect of it, I want to run an idea by you because you are a columnist for The Washington Post. You are connected to the world of politics in D.C. And there's an idea that I've had for a long time about how, you know, individual politicians who have important issues might garner more attention. I was in Washington, Washington D.C. It was prompted by something because I went into Washington D.C. I work in the media, and for years and years I sat in a room full of television screens, and I would watch various committee hearings and monitor things.
Like Ozymandias in The Watchmen.
Yes, or Ozymandias from Percy Bysshe Shelley's famous poem. Also, I'm trying to remember that.
Gazing upon your work. Yes.
Gazing upon your works, and yeah, certainly many things in Washington, D.C. apply to that. But I was watching a committee hearing, and there was a committee hearing, I believe it was pertaining to food allergens. And a brilliant person had come up with the idea, somebody in the congressional office of the individual Congress member involved, having to do with food allergens, and they had rigged up this whole thing of things with potential allergens in them in this big plastic clear container and then put like a police do not cross yellow tape across it in order to garner attention. And I always thought...
A compelling visual.
It is. And then I actually went to Washington, D.C., and I went to the office of that member of Congress, and I said, well, who came up with this idea? Because I saw this on TV, and they had a picture of it in the office, and clearly it had been a thing. And I wanted to meet the person who had come up with the idea of having this thing on TV on the desk at the hearing. And I thought to myself, you know, unfortunately that person wasn't there. So I couldn't meet them. I couldn't congratulate them directly. And
you never got to see the man behind the curtain or the man behind the plastic.
I didn't. I think
celery display.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. It was a woman behind the curtain, as it usually is. But and unfortunately I never got to convey them. But I always thought that either dressing up as a clown and having a press conference, or strapping a siren to your head and having a press conference would be a wonderful way to cut through the media clutter and get attention to an important issue, even if you made yourself look silly, because at least people would be paying attention to you, and then you would draw attention. In this day and age, you know, be the top trending thing on Facebook, and it seems that's intrinsic to the kind of awkwardness that you're talking about, but maybe an effective way of dealing with some of our problems politically in the United States.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was that gyrocopter guy who went and landed on the when you're willing to take to the sky in your gyrocopter. Although I actually have to say, I have a friend who tried to do sort of a publicity stunt like this. Uh-huh. And the thing about publicity stunts is they always make sense when we're discussing them here. We're like, yes, obviously, yes. How couldn't you pay attention to a man with a siren on his head?
Right.
But he actually tried to get Santa arrested in front of the White House, and it backfired. Like, it took like 3 hours to get Santa arrested. It was a cold day, and everyone he knew was sitting there dressed up as an elf, like,
yes.
Santa was reciting a poem. And instead of getting this instant headline like, Santa arrested in front of White House, it became this ordeal where he's sitting there and, like, they're trying to get Santa arrested without getting him arrested. And so, oh, my gosh, it just went on and on. So you always think, I've got this genius plan, and then it turns into a cold day with an angry Santa and just...
Yes.
Your dreams falling in ruin.
I completely agree. I completely hear what you're saying. And I think the key to that is if you have a great guerrilla publicity idea, make sure that that idea does not include the words White House lawn, because it's doomed to failure. At any rate, Alexandra Petri, your book is a field guide to awkward silences. Alexandra Petri. Please read it. Please check it out. Thank you so much for being with us today on Out Now It's the News.
Oh, thank you.
That's all the time we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced by yours truly, Derek Blair. Follow me on Twitter at Now It's the News, and you can find out more at nowitsthenews.com. Until next week, I remain yours truly, Derek Blair.
Happy Trails!
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it.
I do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump pushed for Congress to strike a bipartisan deal to strengthen our border security that includes funding for a border wall. The president took to Twitter and said Republicans and Democrats must come together finally with a major border security package that will include funding for a wall. Tom Homan is a former acting director of ICE and a Fox News contributor.
The reason the borders, the numbers are high right now is because Congress has failed to act. They failed to build a wall. They have failed to close the loopholes that are causing these caravans. They have failed to raise a bar for asylum. They have failed to give ICE enough beds so they don't have to catch and release.
Millions of Americans are on the hunt for Black Friday deals. Now, holiday shoppers have already spent $1.7 billion online since Wednesday, but that number is expected to grow as many folks hit the outlet malls and stores today. Others who choose to skip Black Friday, well, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And, for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code. Because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
A tragic shooting in Milwaukee leaves a young girl dead. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
2 years ago, when sixth grader Sandra Parks was at Milwaukee's Keefe Avenue School, she wrote an essay about gun violence that took third place in the school's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest. This past week, the 13-year-old was shot and killed when a gunman opened fire on her house. Her mother, Bernice Parks, told mourners at a vigil outside her home,
"She's still going to be my angel. Everybody that she knew, everybody that came her path, she made them happy. She didn't like for nobody to be sad or down."
Police have charged two men in the shooting. It's unclear if that home was targeted.
Harold and Tina Ehrenberg were doing some cleaning up, and they just happened to stumble upon a lottery ticket that was worth $1.8 million.
I just sat there with, you know, receipts and other lottery tickets and just accumulated and was sitting there for a long time.
After taxes, they collected a cool $1.2 million within days of that ticket expiring. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.